Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content of the website. What you see there on the front page, these numbered items, you can vote on them. Vote them up, vote them down. The most voted up, make it to the front page of the site so you can submit new things to the site. You find something online that you think's interesting, you just submit it as show prep, and then others can vote on it. And again, the most popular make it to the front and the top at freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So much to discuss, lots on the table here tonight. Coming up, we're going to tell you about some... I think we got some school-related issues. Apparently, a New Jersey middle school has banned something that lots of humans do, hugging. We'll tell you more about that. And then, Mark, you've got another disturbing school-related story. We'll get to that as well. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. But I mentioned last night that there was some news about the radio business, our business. And it's interesting news, and I want to share that with you here. And, of course, you're welcome to chime in, bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. You actually sent me this one, Mark. It's news about so-called low-power FM stations or community radio stations.
I find these very interesting. They tend to be low wattage, nothing fancy, but, you know, a few hundred to maybe 1,000 watts, something like that.
LPFM is max 100 watts, if I'm not mistaken.
I've seen, I thought that we were talking about something larger. I've seen LPFMs, lower-powered FMs springing up in markets around, and I thought that was what it was.
So this is from rawstory.com. A Federal Communications Commission decision issued on Monday will clear the runway for hundreds of new community radio stations that broadcast on low-power FM signals, bringing progressive community voices to urban areas that have for decades only known what's been broadcast by major corporations and America's political right. In other words, the dismantling of Rush Limbaugh was just the beginning, and the whole FM dial is next.
Rush Limbaugh's being dismantled? I didn't realize.
Well, I think that people on on the left are looking at the Rush Limbaugh situation where he called the college lady a slut, as we discussed a couple weeks ago.
I love that this 30-year-old woman gets called a college student.
She is going to college, isn't she?
Well, yeah. I mean, so if she'd have been 80 and gone up there and testified
she'd
and still
been
going to college, would she be a college student?
Yeah, of course she would.
Yeah, I think that they're trying to paint a picture with the terminology college student.
I don't think so.
You don't think that they're trying to paint a picture by saying it's a college student?
It's an accurate thing to say. She's
it is
going
accurate.
To college.
It absolutely is accurate. But, if she's a political operative, maybe they should just call her that.
I see where you're coming from on that. Is she a political operative? I don't know anything about her.
So I understand that she's been politically active. Gotcha. And she's a community organizer.
I see. So anyway, they say here, you can understand where the perspective of the story is coming from, obviously.
Yes.
This isn't exactly a news piece. Okay, there's definitely opinion in here. Anyway, they say the whole FM dial is next. And I have to say that I think they're probably a little bit too overzealous with their reporting on this one.
The demise of radio is, maybe a little too early.
Yeah.
One thing that you can tell about this Rush Limbaugh situation is just how relevant AM radio is today.
Okay.
I mean, AM radio at this point has been shoved right onto the front pages of newspapers and, web pages across America.
Limbaugh's not just on AM, though. Most talk stations are getting on FM signals.
Certainly they are, but that's mostly AM. Rush Limbaugh made AM relevant, and this controversy with Rush Limbaugh has made AM that much more prescient.
Well, I would say it's more like making talk radio more relevant or acknowledging how relevant talk radio is. So the FCC's decision on Monday wipes away a massive backlog of applications for FM repeater stations, which are transmitters that repeat signals broadcast by corporate and religious radio operators, many of which rake in big listening audiences for right-wing syndicated talk shows. So according to, Stephen Renderos, national organizer with the Center for Media Justice, he told Raw Story that so what a lot of right-wing conservative radio stations have been able to do is expand their reach out in communities by just having these translators out in the wild, which is why Rush Limbaugh gets the type of audience that he has. I wouldn't say that's true. First of all, Rush Limbaugh has the audience he has because he's been at it for 20 plus years. He started in the early 1990s, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, but some of the reason that he has a large audience is because there are only so many stations to listen to. And so if you're in a particular marketplace that only has one or tops two talkers, and I'm not counting sports talkers, if you only have one talker, basically, in your marketplace, that talker is going to carry Rush Limbaugh, and what are you going to listen to from noon to 3 in Eastern time?
Totally understand what you're saying, but that has nothing to do with what this so-called expert said from the Center for Media Justice.
Well, yes,
he said that the reason why Rush Limbaugh has the audience he has is because they're putting out translators. I mean, I'm sorry, that's not the reason Rush Limbaugh has a large audience. The reason he has a large audience is because he has a huge corporation behind him, Premier Radio Networks, and he's got a big budget, and there's been 20 years of promoting this guy. I mean, he didn't have a large audience on day one. He got to where he is today because, he's entertaining people's mind. And, they added station after station after station and got up to 600. That's why he has a large audience. It has nothing to do with the fact that they have repeater stations.
Well, I think that, repeater stations have been... everything you've said, I just don't agree with. All right. Rush Limbaugh,
what part do you disagree with?
I'm telling you right now. First off, I think he's a great broadcaster. It's clear that he's risen to the top of his area, and there's a reason. Secondly, these repeater stations are licensed by the FCC. The FCC keeps down the amount of stations that are in a given marketplace, and if they're if a repeater station pops into a market rather than a local station, even if there are two talkers in a market, you only have two things to listen to. Imagine a television with two channels. I mean, you're talking 60, 70 years ago. The FCC is keeping radio back in the Eisenhower era, and the reason that Rush Limbaugh is able to do well, if there were 10 talkers in a given market with low power FM, Rush Limbaugh would not have the reach that he does. So,
maybe.
Yeah, translators have a lot of importance in this conversation.
Well, I
don't
see how
those translators hold a dial position. That dial position could be held by a low power FM.
Okay, I get the point that you're making, but that doesn't negate what I said. I mean, I think we're talking past one another here. Wouldn't you agree that Rush Limbaugh is successful today in the way he is because they've been at it for 20 years and they've added station after station after station?
You're only talking about part of it. Yes, Rush Limbaugh might the most listened to talk show and host in America, but his audience would be half of what it is today.
I understand
if
what you're saying.
If people had a choice as to what they listen to.
I get it, Mark. I understand what you're saying, but okay, look, it's true that the FCC regulates artificially...
The difference between the supply side and demand side of the scenario.
It's true that the FCC regulates the amount of stations in any given market. There's no doubt about that. But there are always more than one or two stations in any given marketplace, and any of them could be a talk station if they wanted to be. That just, they want to choose to be something different.
Because who wants to cut up the pie?
I understand that. Look, you're making a good point. I want to have free radio just like anybody else does, and I agree with you that his pie piece wouldn't be as large if there were more competitors in the market. There's no doubt about that. But the existence of translators isn't the reason here. As this guy says, this is why Rush Limbaugh gets the audience he has. Not because they've got a 50-watt translator in your town.
It's a true statement. It's a true statement if it is part of the truth of the statement. The reason that he has the audience that he has, because if you took out, if there were five different reasons why Rush Limbaugh has the audience he had, and you removed one of those reasons, thus removing 20% of the audience, you would be removing the audience that Rush Limbaugh has and replacing it with 80% of the audience that Rush Limbaugh has.
The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. I'm sorry, Mark. He has the audience he has because they worked to get radio stations on board to carry his show. Some of those stations have translators. Some of them don't. The translators are a very minor part of this whole perspective. More coming up here. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight is Ian
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can also dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE, and join us over at freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust, LegalZoom.com. If you use coupon code FTL, you can save $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com. Again, it's LegalZoom.com.
All right, so we continue here. We were talking about some radio-related stuff, how apparently there's some news in the world of what they call low-power FMs, and it may make for a more diversified radio dial, which I think would be a good thing. We'll get back into some more about that here in a moment. We've also got Keith on the line in New York City. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
How's it going? Thanks for doing the show.
Sure. Go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about taxes, actually, for an American government class. I was given the assignment to propose a new tax code, and I think I could do that in two sentences. First one just being that taxes are theft and probably arbitrary, and we should just cede or sell the assets over to private entities to manage them better. But I imagine that's probably considered non-responsive as an assignment.
So wow, that sounds like a good. I'd give you an A, A plus.
Good job. You would. But I just want to kind of start some examination around where infrastructure spending would come from in a voluntary society, because it's kind of hard to wrap your head around it since it's all theory.
Well, it is certainly a theory, there's no doubt, and that's one of the things that, sort of the monopoly of government disallows, is that for people to try different things in given areas. In the United States, federal government has decided that they're going to decide everything from health care to roads to, everything in your life, and they're going to micromanage as far down as they possibly can. And frankly, they're going overseas and telling other governments how they have to do things, and, they're not stopping at the borders of the United States. They're going on and on. And this is the monopoly that is government. Taxes are theft because they demand that you pay them for things that you may or may not want. Otherwise, I want roads. I want fire protection. Well, the federal government doesn't do that necessarily, but they do hand down restrictions for fire departments and tell them, certainly have regulations and that kind of thing. But, I want all these things. I'd just like to see some competition in the marketplace. I believe the competition creates innovation and those kind of things.
Well, okay, so we know that in the market, if people want something, they generally are provided it by people willing to provide service or product in hopes of making a profit.
Sure.
So I guess the question is, what specifically do you want to look at, or where can we drill down a little further?
What infrastructure do you want to talk about, I think, is probably where we should start.
Since we picked infrastructure, why don't we move to roads?
Okay. So, you can look in Southern California. There's all kinds of examples of private roads. You can look at theme parks like Disney World, larger businesses that cover large tracts of land, and you can see that they cover roads. You can see that in private housing complexes, they cover roads. As a matter of fact, in some cases, in order to get the approval to build their complex, they have to build the road and then give it to the government. Otherwise, the government won't give them a piece of paper that says that you can build. But roads can very easily be built and maintained in a private marketplace, essentially creating a small government, if that's what you want to call it, a voluntary government where people move in. Roads are geographically specific things, and I think that you would need a geographically specific entity to cover them. So if you say you and I moved into a 100-house unit in different locations, well, there would probably be a governing body that would govern that road, maybe a homeowners association, or another agency of some sort or another, and they would decide how those roads would be meted out. There are problems with private roads. When they don't have a governing body on them, sometimes people will own chunks of the road going out to the middle of the road. Well, if you have a person who's, at the beginning of a dead-end road, they're like, I don't want to pay to fix the end of the dead-end road. I don't drive down there. I only drive in the first portion, so that everybody has to drive across their bumpy portion if they don't want to pay for it, and that kind of thing. If you
Right. How do you deal with the old curmudgeon who just doesn't want to repair his road?
If you have five people on a dead-end road, and the first guy says, I don't want to be part of an equally, you know, a 20% share, you know, a little company that takes care of the road, I only use the first fifth of it. So you've got, you know, you have some difficulties, but those things would have to be set up prior to, and people would opt into them.
Right, when you were buying the property, if you were, if you were creating this, you know, neighborhood from scratch, then obviously you'd figure all that out in advance. And if you are buying into it later on, if you're buying a property that's for sale in that neighborhood or in that area, then it would come along with certain terms and contractual agreements as far as, well, here's, you know, you have to allow these people on the road and you have to, you know, keep it up with this particular level of maintenance, et cetera. Or it could be that the road is kind of contracted out to a road company. I mean, a lot of places probably won't want to deal with the road. They'll just hire somebody to handle it, or they'll sell the road to another handler.
There are all kinds of problems with roads as they exist today. I mean, when you look at toll roads, you think that they're a great idea, but most toll roads are paying for, for one, the amount that toll takers get because they're government employees is tremendous, and second, you know, and there's no impetus to put an automation or anything like that to get people to stop paying for tolls. Takers, and secondly, you know, once the road's paid for, do they stop the toll taking?
No,
of course they don't. So they just, it's a taxation, venue. When you take a look at, say, a state road, I live off of a state road, and in my town, there's all kinds of people from other states driving up and down that road that don't pay for it. So why in the world am I paying state taxes on a regular basis to upkeep a road that other people are using? Is it to, you know, help those businesses that do nothing to help me?
Well, that could be where a lot of road funding comes from, is from the businesses that are actually on the road to bring customers into their business. I mean, what business doesn't want to make it as easy as possible for a customer to find them and get to them?
Think about this for a second. Is advertising right on the road itself? I mean, with increased technology in the area of marketplace, why wouldn't
businesses... on the blacktop?
Well, it wouldn't be black anymore, dude. why wouldn't the road have different things written on it? You know, McDonald's, three and a half miles ahead, right there on the road. Can you imagine?
You could, yeah.
At this point, you're not talking about people paying for roads anymore. Yeah, it's not as pretty as, say, your idyllic country road, but it doesn't cost what your idyllic country road costs either, because somebody's paying for it.
So, Keith, does that help you at all?
No, certainly is a great point to start. Just wanted to have the discussion.
Well, yeah, and as far as getting in, you know, digging in deeper, there's a lot. Obviously, there's a lot to this issue, and as you might imagine, a lot has been written on this issue because the roads are one of those big objections that people bring up right out the gate when you start talking about transitioning to a consensual society.
There's an economist. His name is Ben Powell and Benjamin Powell, and you can look him up. He's written extensively on roads, and you know, of course, there's others too.
Yeah, that'd be great to check that out. Keith, thanks for the call. Good luck with the paper, and appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERRAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so you may enjoy those on us if you like over at freetalklive.com. And, of course, 855-450-FREE is the number here. By the way, some of the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Go to gold.freetalklive.com if you want to pick up some precious metals, whether it's coins or pieces. Coins are things made by governments, and pieces are things made by those of us that they could throw in jail for making something round and calling it a coin. But you can get gold and silver into your hands and get it expeditiously at gold.freetalklive.com. Some of the best rates I think you'll find on the internet is gold.freetalklive.com. When you buy from gold.freetalklive.com, you help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
As we continue, we will take your calls about what you want. Crichton is on the line in Louisville. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Crichton, what's on your mind?
Well, you're talking about private roads, and I wanted to bring up the fact that whether they're private or not, there are most roads, most states have regulations for the roads, which is effectively a de facto control and subsidy for people who drive, in the sense that if you think about how cars looked before the roads were state standardized, where people expected to occasionally be driving on a poorly made road or gravel road, the cars invariably had taller wheels and fatter wheels and higher wheelbase. So, so these regulations become a subsidy for the people that want to buy those fast, low cars that couldn't survive on a bad road.
absolutely true. You know, I mean, when it comes down to it,
never thought of that.
Yeah, when people have these low slung fast cars with the big tires that cost extra because the rims are huge and the rubber's like a rubber band just going around it. You know, it requires a certain pavement. These things are meant for racetracks almost. And, you know, why should I, who drive a four-wheel vehicle that can handle just about anything, be paying to subsidize that? Sure, I don't want any scratches on my vehicle either, but I think that I think you're right that, you know, roads have to be maintained even more for the higher-end vehicles.
Yes, and that brings up the question about the old curmudgeon. He doesn't want to maintain the section of road out in front of his house. That's not really that's kind of the point, is that he shouldn't have to.
Yeah, the curmudgeon is supposed to be free to be curmudgeonly, and that's because this is America.
If you go around life and everyone else owns a section of road, and there's going to be people that will not fix the road, you adjust your driving style. You have a different kind of vehicle. You get a real SUV that is capable of handling that kind of terrain, and you get away from this mentality that these roads have to look like the Autobahn or the freeway.
Well, I can tell you right now, I don't know what things are like in Louisville.
Well, people want better roads, and I think that you're talking about major thoroughfares would probably actually be significantly better. But when you're talking about, say, town roads in rural areas, I get pretty upset with the idea that my tax dollars go to pay for what essentially is a communal driveway servicing 10 or, you know, 5 houses or something like that. Well, you know, why should I be taking care of essentially a dead-end road that services 5 houses?
Crichton, I don't know what things are like there.
And private roads that are built like that are invariably cheaper. They're almost always gravel or low-end blacktop to fit the needs of the people that are there, if they're paying for it. But if your city's paying for it, then it has to follow those standards, city standards, and it costs
Well, hey, Crichton... Crichton, I don't know what things are like there in Louisville. Maybe they're really awesome roads there. But around here, the city roads suck. And, you know, during the wintertime, they get even worse. They crack up. There was
frost heaves.
Yeah, there was this road last year that's a pretty major road out in Keene, out in West Keene, where there were just huge holes in this thing. I mean, people were bottoming out and they're losing their tires and, like, you know, just having all kinds of problems as a result of this. Huge problems. And so, you know, I guess roads vary in different places, but around here, for the amount of money that people pay in property taxes, you'd think we'd have really pristine roads, but they're terrible. So I don't see how the marketplace could be any worse, or even the curmudgeonly old man could be any worse than some of these government roads. But all that said, I'd rather have the marketplace decide how to handle this through consensual means and voluntary means. And odds are good that curmudgeonly old man isn't going to own a piece of very important road, because if it were a piece of important road, it would likely be bid out of his hands by the people that were willing to take care of it so they could get their customers to their businesses.
It's true.
Thanks, Crichton, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. I never thought about the idea that a nice road is essentially a subsidy for someone with a fancy car.
Yeah, and I think that there's different levels of to nice. I think that there should be an acceptable level of road, but yeah, you know, this really flat kind of perfect road is a subsidy to the sports car enthusiast.
All right, so again, I think that, like you said, Mark, people want nice roads on which to drive, and therefore that would be provided by people in the marketplace. But if it's just a dead-end road and there's only a few houses on it, then it wouldn't make sense to have it be the tip-top shape road.
Yeah, you know, I mean, in my town, there are, you know, what, 2,000 people or something like that, some number like that, and most of them live on some relatively major thoroughfare. Some of them are state roads, some of them are town roads, but they all go someplace. Mm-hmm. And then there's some percentage of the population that's less than 50%, I can assure you, probably less than 25%, that lives on these, as I described them, essentially communal driveways, roads that go nowhere. Even if it's 3 roads that really go nowhere attached together, it's still a communal driveway because it's going out to, I mean, there are literally, there was just a situation where a bridge has to get built to go to 3 houses. a bridge.
That's expensive.
These three people aren't paying for this bridge.
Yeah.
This is somebody politically connected, got the bridge put up at some point or another, and then people built as they would on the other side. And now, because the bridge has gotten old, I've got to pay to fix their bridge.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. The people, if you want to live away from a community, it should be your responsibility to connect yourself back to it.
Right. I've got a long driveway. Why doesn't the town pave it, you know, pave it and clear it from with the snow? I'd love to have a little bridge. There's a piece of property I was looking at that would require a huge bridge to get on it. Why don't they put a bridge up there?
You just don't know the right people, Mark.
Right. That's what it all comes down to.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about roads or radio, anything goes here on Free Talk Live. We started talking about the FCC's decision from Monday that is supposedly going to open up the radio band to new low-power FM signals. Now, this article over at rawstory.com is written by somebody who's got a pretty obvious political perspective. And he is citing someone of the Center for Media Justice, which is a weird kind of a name. The Center for Media Justice.
Media Justice.
Saying that Rush Limbaugh has the type of audience he has because the networks take one signal and repeat it over and over across the dial all over the country. They're constantly looking for opportunities to expand that, so there were a slew of these applications pending at the FCC. They're talking about applications for what are called repeaters for FM signals, also translators as well. So, for instance, we have some stations that started on AM, and they added a translator, meaning that they added a small FM transmitter that takes the AM signal and rebroadcasts it on FM, which, you know, gives you a better sounding quality to the audio.
Sure.
And puts your signal on FM, which is where 80% of the radio audience is. Most people, certainly younger people, don't even venture onto the AM dial. So for a talk radio operation that wants to expand itself and be more relevant in the new century here, it's a smart move to get on FM. Now, it says in the beginning of this article that the FCC has wiped away all of these applications for repeaters. I don't know if that includes the translators. These are two different types of transmitter, basically. Because I sure hope they don't wipe away the applications for translators. I like having my AM stations get on FM. I think that's pretty important for getting Free Talk Live out there. But we'll see what happens here. We'll get learn a little bit more about this and what it means for the future of the radio dial, which, of course, the FCC has been busily sort of slowly suffocating over the years. Free Talk Live.
If you've ever considered a reverse mortgage to provide extra retirement funds, now is the great time to call MetLife Home Loans for a free DVD and information kit. We've reduced costs on our Heckam Saver reverse mortgage product, making it a favorable alternative to a home equity line of credit. As a result, more people are adding reverse mortgages to their retirement plans. If you or any co-owners of the home are at least 62, call MetLife Home Loans to learn more about this smart way to take advantage of the equity in your home while you continue to own it. There's no obligation, so call for your DVD today. Call MetLife Home Loans at 800-598-1781 for your free kit and DVD. That's 800-598-1781. 800-598-1781. All loans are subject to approval. Interest accrues on the loan amount disbursed. Certain conditions and fees apply. Mortgage financing provided by MetLife Home Loans, a division of MetLife Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJak.com. Be sure to spell FlowJak.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and would like to support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a variety of things you can do there. You can get a free bumper sticker. You can get web graphics, banners. You can get high-res graphics you can use to, I don't know, make a T-shirt or something. You can do all kinds of other things. We've got flyers and business cards. All of it is over at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other people that love the idea of freedom and are willing to do something about it. People who are willing to back each other up to get active, whether that means to do politics or civil disobedience or whatever, it floats your boat, your activist boat, whatever excites you. Maybe you don't know what excites you yet. Well, get around others who are excited, and all of a sudden that enthusiasm will probably transfer over to you. If you get together with other people that love freedom, something good's going to happen. And that's what's happening here. Over 1,000 people are already in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Mark, you and I are two of those 1,000 plus.
Indeed.
There are over 11,000 people that have pledged to be here in New Hampshire. They're not quite here yet, but they're some of them are on their way imminently. Some of them, maybe it's going to be a couple years. Try to get here sooner rather than later, because there's stuff happening now, and we could use your help. Go to freestateproject.org if you love liberty and you'd like to get together with other people that feel the same way, want to do something about it. freestateproject.org. Just as an example, today was yet another activist day for me. I didn't get much work done, but I did go to Manchester and supported Kelly Voluntarist in her chalking trial. Derek J, actually, from Tuesday Nights, and I both went down there with her. You know, it's an hour and a half drive out there, so we probably spent $60 in gas, and you know, then on top of that, had to buy lunch and et cetera. It was it was a $100 day between the three of us, probably at least, just to go out and do this. Whereas, you know, a lot of these tickets that we're getting probably could just pay the state of $10 or $50 and make it go away. So we'll spend more money on going to a trial just to take something to trial on the principle of the matter of clogging the court system with trials than just trying to get out of something. So just to give you an idea of how dedicated some of these activists are, they're willing to spend more just for the principle of the matter than they would just to make it go away from within the system. And so they had to call in, you know, three cops. They had to take those cops off the street or bring them in on their day off or whatever and have them appear in court and spent a couple of hours of the court's time just to try to convict her for chalking on the side of a government building. That's what happened today. There was no decision issued, by the way. It was taken under advisement. The judge in the case is accepting memos from both the prosecution and defense on some legal issues. This judge has a tendency to ask for these things, to ask for memos, essentially giving everyone a homework assignment before he issues a ruling. And, of course, he always rules not guilty. I don't think he's yet found anyone.
You mean guilty?
Excuse me, he always rules guilty. I don't think he's yet found anyone not guilty of the crime of chalking. And, of course, as we found out earlier,
they shouldn't. I mean, the ordinance says this is pretty specific. Chalk.
No, this is a criminal mischief complaint, which
then why don't they, and this is the other thing that I hate. You know, when there's an ordinance of for graffiti, why not use the proper ordinance instead of just coming up with this catch-all? It's like the cops aren't doing their job.
Yeah, there is no charge of graffiti. I don't think in this case it was criminal mischief.
What town is it?
Manchester.
Yeah, there is.
Well, they didn't charge her with graffiti, as far as I know.
As I understand it, there is.
Well, I don't know. They didn't charge her with it. It was criminal mischief, and that says that there has to be damage to whatever it is that the mischief has been committed against. And, of course, who could think that chalk could possibly be damaging, except for people who are calling themselves the state? So that has yet to be resolved, but just kind of threw that out there as an example. I mean, these are some hardcore activists who are really willing to put it on the line. A lot of them are. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. We'll talk more about the radio situation here with the low-power FM stations possibly going to be popping up here in your community in a bit. But first, Ty is on the line in Tennessee on the AMP lines. Hey, Ty.
Hey, good evening, guys. I just had a thought that occurred to me listening to last night's podcast regarding the judicial system in this country, and it just struck me that if, you know, there's a myth in this country that the judiciary is independent and impartial, and if that was truly the case, then they would actually encourage people to understand their rights about jury nullification. Because they would understand that they would be judging not only the crime, but the law as well, to see if it was fair. But since they are so adamant in the judiciary against the idea of jury nullification, I think that indicates, you know, beyond a doubt that there's a bias.
I don't know.
They are just part and parcel of the system.
Oh, I wouldn't disagree with that statement, but I don't know that this one is indicative of the other. Jury nullification is a two-edged sword. Jury nullification has been used historically for good and evil. It was used, for instance, to set people free that were harboring fugitive slaves in the North that were supposed to turn them over to their masters in the South. But it was also used to free people who had killed blacks in the South. When, you know, their friends and neighbors who were able to vote, therefore were white, would set them free because, you know, they wouldn't want to imprison some white guy for killing a black man, for God's sake. So I think that people can genuinely be against jury nullification without being, a sort of anti-freedom or working for the man or whatever.
You know, I'm glad
what I'm talking about is actually judging the law itself.
That's
you know, and some of the negative jury nullifications you're talking about, somebody is killed and the jury acquits. That's not the kind of nullification I'm talking about. I'm talking about
the jury doesn't actually judge the law. The jury doesn't actually judge the law. The jury passes down a guilty or a not guilty verdict. One of the two. So you can say why you choose to do it.
On a proper jury nullification, that's exactly what it is, though. My understanding of nullification is saying, we're saying this law is null. It's improper.
Right. If they say that enough, if the jury comes back with enough not guilties, then they should realize, the prosecutors, that this is fruitless and that they should give up enforcing this particular law. I agree with you, Ty.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
look,
the main point I'm really trying to make is, Go ahead.
Juries rarely pass down a verdict that says we're nullifying the law. They pass down guilty or not guilty, even in the case, and mostly when you're talking about jury nullification, you're talking about one person with the fortitude to hang a jury. You're not really talking about actual jury nullification. And, they're just finding a victim. Generally, they're not willing. People don't have the fortitude to stand up and say, no,
well,
this
can't.
Is wrong.
They can't.
And
so they'll be charged with, they'll throw the case out or mistrial or something like that. The jurors are intimidated into doing that. But that doesn't mean they're inside themselves that the reason they're coming back with a not guilty is because they're judging the
law
itself.
Who can know?
Well, I know what I would be thinking.
But it's not jury nullification, then, by his definition, if they're just keeping it inside themselves.
I think that possibly the idea of jury nullification suffers from something that a lot of things have suffered from, and that's the term has been redefined down through the years. Because now, like you're saying, people identify jury nullification with the idea of unfair acquittals, where my understanding of the original idea is you are saying this law is not correct. You're nullifying the law.
I can't speak to what the original idea behind jury nullification is.
Thank you, Ty. I'm with you, and I appreciate your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I'm glad he brought that up because I must have misunderstood. There was an email that came in from Julian Heiklin recently. He has a Tyranny Fighters email list, is what he calls it, and he'll send out updates occasionally to folks and let us know what's going on with him. Julian Heiklin is he's almost 80 years old. Last I heard, he was 79. I don't know if he's had a birthday recently, but he's an elderly gentleman who has been going around to different courthouses around the country and handing out jury nullification information out front. This has resulted in him being charged, arrested, carted away, harassed, attacked.
He's not the only one either.
No, he's not the only one, but he's the most notable. He's the one who's been arrested multiple times doing this. And, of course, he's elderly, so it really is quite something when you see the cops aggressing against this, you know, somebody who could be your grandfather. Now, I'm going to share with you what he wrote, and maybe I misunderstood this. He wrote that Julian Heiklin, former defendant in Professor Julian Heiklin, by the way, in USA versus Heiklin, previously
under... Does he get to keep the title after he is retired?
I guess so, like president. Previously under misdemeanor indictment in Southern District of New York, is pleased to apprise the public that Preet Bharara, U.S. attorney, appears to have in fact abandoned active pursuit of the prosecution. Perhaps since discretion may be the better part of valor, and sub silentio, it seems the U.S. have conceded the first article of the amendment to the U.S. Constitution includes the unfettered right to discuss among and with our fellow Americans in the meaning of the terms of art in the Constitution, such as criminal trial, jury, impartial trial, etc. He goes on, essentially he says here that his trial was discontinued, but it looks like that's not the case at all. I've got an update on Julian Heiklin here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.